talk about this now. Another big story today. Samsung has been found guilty of stealing designs from Apple to create its own smartphones and tablet computers. A court in the US has ordered the Korean company to pay £665 million in damages. Samsung say they will appeal that decision. The case was seen as the most important of dozens of legal cases involving the two companies around the world. Our correspondent Rajesh Merchandani is in Los Angeles.
Samsung has released a statement following the verdict here in the US, says this is not the final word in this case. I think we can assume, therefore, it's going to appeal. It has, however, said this is a loss for the American consumer because it says it will lead to, it'll stifle innovation and push up prices.
Let's speak to Eddie Murphy, who's a telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting. Evening to you.
Good evening, Chris.
Just fill us in, for people not familiar, what products are we talking about here and what specifically were Samsung deemed to be doing wrong?
Right, well, we're talking about the smartphones that Samsung make, the Galaxy smartphones and the tablets associated with them. They're very similar devices in terms of what they do. The sort of things that they're accused of or that they have now been found guilty of infringing copyright on are things like zooming in with a tap of the finger.
Oh, yeah.
there's the so-called bounce-back response. If you're flicking through text and you actually stop the screen with your finger, you get a kind of a bounce effect.
Yes, yeah.
So we're not talking about profound technology here. It's much more the presentation layer of the devices.
So this isn't just, you know, well, hold on a second, this looks a bit similar to what we did. They're kind of happy with that because Apple might have led the way, and inevitably, as with any electrical product that's ever been invented, really, others have kind of followed suit in time. This is about much more specific aspects of that technology.
They are very specific aspects, but in some of those things are actually just relate to things that are quite intuitive. And anybody really who is developing material or software for devices like these may well have come up with them independently anyway.
Right.
There's an issue around this case as to what is patentable. And obviously Apple have been able to patent things that one might think maybe they should, maybe they shouldn't. I mean, if the person who invented the motor car had patented the steering wheel, then the rest of the industry would have been a bit stymied.
Just a little, just a touch. In terms of what it's going to mean for the consumer, I mean, we were hearing there from one of our correspondents and the suggestion that it'll be bad news for the consumer. But other people are saying, you know what, actually this could be better for consumers because it will force other competitors to Apple to innovate and to come up with their own stuff that's completely different. I don't know. What's your position on that?
I think that those are definitely two contradictory arguments, and people are putting them forward at the moment. You can see that maybe consumers in the United States, if Apple are now able to take this on to enforce an import ban, would face in the short term less choice and less competition in the market. However, if it does force other companies to be more innovative, then it might actually have the opposite effect. So difficult to say at the moment. It's one of those things that we'll have to sort of look back on in 10 years' time and decide what did happen.
It's a massive fine, isn't it, that? I mean, $1 billion or so.
I couldn't afford it.
No. It's amazing that Samsung probably can.
Samsung's enormous.
A sign
company.
Of their success at the moment. And they're going great guns, really, aren't they, as well?
They are being very successful. Yeah. And, you know, there are quite a few competitors to Apple sort of snapping at their heels. And I think Apple is worried, which is why this lawsuit was launched in the first place.
Eddie, thank you. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. It's Eddie Murphy. He's a telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting.